I'm Belle Ruth Knapperstack, and this is guided imagery that I've designed for people who want to assist their body's natural tendency to repair and heal. It's not a substitute for medical treatment, but a complement to it. More and more people find that using their minds in this way helps them relax, feel stronger, and get well faster. And it seems that when you take a more active role in your health, you generally feel better and do better. In fact, recent research has shown that using imagery can produce some remarkable changes in the body. It can alleviate pain, reduce high blood pressure, and boost the immune system, to name just a few. The program weaves several mind-body healing principles into the story it tells. It begins by helping you to relax and clear the mind. Then it calls upon your senses and memory to engage your imagination. And finally, it encourages you to experience a story that contains many healing images. All you need to do is settle in, relax, and let yourself listen. Some of the images will be more meaningful to you than others. Let your mind change or edit them as it sees fit. And because imagery is more effective when it is felt in the body, there are many feeling images for you here. You may find that as you use this over time, it has a stronger and stronger effect. Sometimes the images just naturally shift and change of their own accord. Don't get concerned about whether or not you're listening attentively enough. Relaxed concentration is best, but over time, the words and images that are good for you will seep in anyway. If you notice your mind wandering, you can gently guide it back. And because the imagery encourages a dreamy kind of awareness, please don't play it while driving. Every now and then, this will bring forth unexpected emotion. If this is the case with you, see if you can allow the feelings to just come up and move through you, seeing it as a necessary kind of rinsing that's taking place. It won't hurt you to do this, and it may in fact be very good for you. The second segment has about 20 minutes of affirmations. These are positive statements that can be very useful in the healing process, a sort of reprogramming of your unconscious mind to combat negative thinking. For some people, affirmations are more effective than guided imagery. With any of this, take what is useful and leave the rest. If there is an image or phrase that is especially meaningful to you, try to play it over in your mind several times a day. When you brush your teeth, stop for a red light, or even better, just as you enter that twilight zone just before falling asleep, an especially powerful time to do this. Listen to this as often as you like. Most people do well listening twice a day, morning and evening. After several weeks, you may want to put it aside for a while, try some others, and then come back to it. Every now and then, you may want to review these instructions as a way of keeping yourself on track. So see if you can take this next while to commit yourself to this process of engaging the power of your imagination to help yourself heal by gently immersing yourself in this safe and easy process.